Okay, thanks. So hi everyone. So we're about to present you the Hermine project. So for those who were here on Friday, I can't talk closer to the microphone.
It's only for the video.
Oh, okay, sorry. So it's the same project that we mentioned on Friday, and hopefully the presentation will be easier to understand. Also because I'm with Nicolas Tossa.
We know that. You have to speak up.
Okay. So I'm with Nicolas Toussaint from Orange, who will introduce you to the general idea of the project.
Thank you. Okay, speaking loud. So what's Hermine, so a mine, apart from a really nice animal, which does take an H in French. So it's quite a young project, been existing for a year now, initiated by InnoCube and joined by five other large French companies. We're like an open project. We're trying to do things properly. We haven't joined an organization yet, foundation, but that's planned. We have three committees, and that's important. Legal committee, because you'll see later, it's all around legal aspects made by jurists, mostly for jurists. We do use Affero, ODBL, and so on and so forth. Can you move to the next? Yeah. Right, so we're building something new, and we think so. And we do rely on existing well-established tooling. All of those have been hearing about it all day. Let's move to the next one. You probably know these ones. Right, so the nice part. What it's all about, so the idea is to really implement your open source policy. So we take, on one hand, all the license texts from the open source licenses. We break them down into obligations. So do you have to disclose the source code, mention the authors, and so on and so forth. On the other hand, we take SBOMs from the project, and we enrich it with legal and technical context. In the middle, that's where the magic happens. We kind of apply your open source policy. And out of this, on one hand, we get a validation or not. Is it OK to use that license in that context? And on the other hand, you get a nice list of obligations you really have to follow, because you have plenty of obligations and plenty of context. Sometimes you have to follow them. Sometimes not. Depends on the context. So that's the big picture. And that's Camille.
So before talking about SBOMs in itself, I mean, you have to have a kind of preparatory phase. So that's license analysis. It's because, I mean, the tool was mainly designed for IP lawyers, but we were not familiar with open source licenses. So what we wanted to do is to be able for them to save time while still being confident in the decisions that were made. So also it was important that it's a shared tool, but of course, every company has its own open source policy, so it had to be flexible enough. The first aspect is kind of a pedagogical framework, that will allow lawyers to systematically and consistently analyze open source licenses. And that will also mean that if it's analyzed systematically, we can handle the decision programmatically to a certain extent. And as I was saying, the idea is also to share interpretations, because if you have a broader consensus about interpretations, then that will increase legal predictability, and then that will reduce legal risks. So when we do a license analysis, it's basically break down in three parts. There's a first part, it's just the global characteristics of the licenses, like about the copyleft level, the types of rights granted, like if you have patent grants, stuff like that. I would